My name is Seth Juarez. I'm a cloud developer advocate in cloud and enterprise. My job is to help developers be successful in the cloud with AI. There's some new cutting edge things coming out of research all the time. One of my cool responsibilities is I get to look at these things and see if I can put it into a form that people can consume. One of the cool experiments that I've been able to work on recently is something called an attention GAN that enables the computer to actually draw an image of a bird based upon a textual description. And what it does is it uses a generative adversarial network to create new and novel pictures of birds. Not something that it looks up, but something that it creates pixel by pixel on its own. While I didn't develop this particular model, the attention GAN is developed by researchers in the deep learning team over at MSR AI. It uses a generative adversarial network where there's a generator that learns how to make images and a discriminator which learns how to spot fakes. These two AIs sort of fight each other until they build really cool images. This has a little bit of extra sauce because they've been able to generate an attentional model which maps words to specific regions inside of the images in order to generate even crisper images of birds that you're seeing here. For example, the word beak. If I say the bird has a long beak, then there's a specific area of the picture where the computer has to make sure you look at that and make sure that it's a long beak. I don't understand it all the way because I wasn't the researcher, but I was able to understand how to actually take it and implement it, and it's pretty powerful. What I want developers to understand is that AI is not some dark art or some magic. It's literally learning a bunch of numbers that we can use in a graph structure to either generate things or predict things. Using AI is easy, it's simple, and it's just like everything else you've ever done. So imagine you're working on a task and there's a lot of little fixes that you need to make. Imagine being able to train an AI to look at those fixes and able to tell you, hey, Seth, why don't you focus on this bit of the video you're working on, or this bit of the picture you're working on, or this bit of the text that you're working on. We can now train AI to look at little parts of what you're working on and be able to expertly tell you, you need to look at this, here's some suggestions. So think of spell check on steroids and then being able to train the AI according to a specific style. So giving, for example, an AI a ton of Mark Twain, and if you want to be able to write more like him, being able to say, hey, look at my text and give me some suggestions on where I can make bits. Hope this got you excited about AI. I want you to go and try DrawingBot today. Type in a picture of a bird. Some of them are gonna be goofy, but some of them are really spot on. It's quite impressive. If you're curious about how it actually works, the code is available on GitHub. You can take a look at it today.